Chapter 2. Januarius, 213 AD. Attius ordered a rest stop at around noon. There had been a break in the weather and the sun was out, albeit distant, low on the horizon and cool. They set the packs down and took out water flasks and hard biscuits. Nobody spoke, nor even caught each other's eyes. They had scouted the area surrounding their camp the previous night, but had found no one. In the morning light, before they had set off for the day, Aldric had pointed out human tracks in the snow. They had clearly stopped a short distance from the camp, hidden at the edge of the clearing, and it would have taken a decent spear throw from that distance to where they had found Tutorix's body. Attius doubted it was some local villager who had just happened across them. The kill was too accurate and too bold. What local villager would want to risk the wrath of a well-armed band of travellers who were just passing through anyway? But who the killer was, he couldn't surmise. They had left Rhaetia the previous week, and none of the men had been told where they were going. Only he and Eustachius had known. Aldric had been questioned about his knowledge of the general area they were headed to, but it was only after they had left Roman territory that he was informed of the precise destination. So, how could a skilled enemy have tracked them in this forest in this weather? It must have just been bad luck. A German tribesman, a young warrior out to make a name. He was probably even now being congratulated by his elders, while the women of his tribe fawned over him and offered him their bodies. Fucking barbarians. They had buried Tutorix as best they could. The icy ground was impossible to break, so they had covered him in branches and leaf litter and let the snow finish the job. Attius had said a few words of Christian prayer. The others had stood respectfully as he spoke the words, but only he suspected because he was their leader. None of them were followers of the Christos, and he was sure.